Macmillan Audio presents How Ike Led, the principles behind Eisenhower's biggest decisions. Written by Susan Eisenhower. Read by Bernadette Dunn.
In 2020, the National Dwight D. Eisenhower Memorial was completed in the Monumental Corps of Washington, D.C., to commemorate General and President Eisenhower's wartime and presidential leadership. I hope How Ike Led will give historical enthusiasts and those interested in strategy and leadership a new glimpse into the values, principles, and character of the man known as Ike. Hello, my name is Susan Eisenhower. I'm a longtime policy analyst and writer. It is my pleasure to introduce this book I have written about my grandfather's service to our country as seen through the eyes of scholars, associates, and those of us who knew and loved him. Bernadette Dunn, who will read you my book, brings to life my thoughts on how Ike steered us through some of the most dangerous moments of World War II and the early Cold War through a rigorous pursuit of the facts, and the capacity to make tough decisions by using a cool head, an empathetic heart, and an unwavering sense of duty. At the end of this journey, stay a bit longer and hear Dwight Eisenhower give one of his greatest speeches, his farewell address on leaving the presidency. His message still resonates today.
You have completed your mission with the greatest victory in the history of warfare. You have commanded with outstanding success the most powerful military force that has ever been assembled. You have met and successfully disposed of every conceivable difficulty incident to varied national interests and international political problems of unprecedented complications. You have been selfless in your actions, always sound and tolerant in your judgments, and altogether admirable in the courage and wisdom of your military decisions. You have made history, great history, for the good of all mankind, and you have stood for all we hope for and admire in an officer of the United States Army. These are my tributes, and with them I send my personal thanks. General George C. Marshall, Chief of Staff of the Army, to General Dwight D. Eisenhower on May 8, 1945. Introduction. The rolling hills and the orchards of southern Pennsylvania are especially lush in late summer. Farmers' roadside stands burgeon with some of the season's most succulent picks. The still, heavy air, the rattle of cicadas, and the hum of occasional bees bring a sense of timeless tranquility. Amid the neat stone farmhouses and open fields of soybeans and corn, one must remind oneself that the Battle of Gettysburg was one of the bloodiest and most significant battles of the Civil War. It was one of the key turning points of a conflict that split our nation in two. Lee, Meade, and Pickett left their historical marks on this land. And a little less than 100 years later, my grandparents, Dwight and Mamie Eisenhower, chose this place as their home. In 1950, they bought a Civil War-era farmhouse and 189 acres of land in the distant shadow of South Mountain. For a little more than 10 short years, the newly rebuilt house, along with the land Ike restored, served as the first and last private home my grandparents shared. It was the centerpiece of family life. As president and later in his retirement, Ike brought many old friends and colleagues to this farm, including British Prime Minister Winston Churchill and French President Charles de Gaulle. Sometimes he also used the farm as a place for political discussions and as a retreat for taking the measure of key people, including Soviet Premier Nikita
Sample complete. Ready to continue?